Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health conditions. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I love that today, of all days, I get to inspire, coach, and guide you to living life to your fullest potential. We're talking today about the Cliff Notes to Weight Loss. For the last 4 weeks, I've been in a series of how do we master this concept called weight loss, but doing it the right way, the functional way. And if you've missed any of the last 4 weeks, don't worry. Today is Cliff Notes to Weight Loss. We're going to be talking about the common weight loss mistakes. These are things that people do that they think is going to help them to lose weight, but actually makes them gain weight. We're going to talk about how your detox pathways are more connected to weight loss than you've given them credit for. We're going to discuss what we called weight grain, how our grain consumptions, corn, rice, oats, and wheat is actually causing an inflammatory process, which is making us store fat instead of burning fat. And we're going to discuss my fat burning switch. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I've been giving away an ebook to you guys. By the way, we've hit a record for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. As of today, this live broadcast, 596 people have downloaded, activated, and become fat burners. So if you'd like to learn how to do that now, this is your last chance to grab this ebook for free. What's inside of it? Well, all the hormones we need to talk about for weight loss. It has your recipes for the next 4 weeks. It has a meal plan for the next 4 weeks. Watch this. It has your shopping lists for the next 4 weeks. Basically, I've done all the hard work for you. It is a customized meal plan that encourages fat burning, makes your hormones engage, makes you lose weight. We've had people emailing testimonials over a 5, 7, 10, even 15 pounds. You can do this, okay? So if you want the Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook with all the goodies, the recipes, the information, pick up the phone right now. Text the phrase weight loss plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. We'll send it over straight to you. And guess what, guys? Next Saturday, I'm super excited for this. Almost 1,000 registrants for my event called 30 in 30. How do we turn on fat burning and make it happen for real? Not just 5 to 10 pounds, but 20, 25, 30, 35 pounds. How do we get the big boy answers when we talk about weight loss? We're going to discuss that on the 19th. It is next Saturday. It's at 10 a.m. It's an online event in the comfort of your home. All you have to do is open up your computer, click a link we're going to send to you. I'm going to be live, and we're going to go down every avenue of fat burning, breaking through plateaus, and watch this, how weight loss should be a side effect of you getting your health back. So if we deal with the elevated sugars, the triglycerides, the cholesterols, if we finally solve this blood pressure issue or your pains or whatever, thyroid, whatever your diagnosis is, if you're taking a medication for your health, there's an avenue of missing health. And if we get that fixed, weight loss becomes a side effect. So we're going to show you how to heal from conditions that medicine has pretty much said there is no solution or cure. So how do we turn diabetes around in 90 days? How do we turn heart disease around in 90 days? How do we get you burning fat fast? That's next Saturday, the 19th, 10 a.m. in the morning. And again, this is sort of your cheat sheet workbook, my fat burning switch ebook that is yours today. Last chance, guys. It's going to go into the vault. I'm not pulling it out until probably next year. So take a moment, pick up the phone, text the phrase weight loss to 704-906-2094. Cliff Notes to Weight Loss. That's what we're talking about today. The common mistakes that we make, how your detox pathways need to be more engaged if you want to lose weight, why the grains we eat are causing us to gain weight, and most importantly, how do we get into this state of metabolic fat burning? So hold on tight, buckle up. Here we go. This is going to be fun. Okay, so the issue that most of us do when we go the route of going on a weight loss routine is we think it's about diet and exercise. And when we talk about diet and exercise, the most common mistake people make is they say, I need to restrict my diet and I need to increase my exercise. Well, what we've actually discovered, guys, is if you eat too little, if you count calories and you start counting how many calories you're eating and you reduce your calories, you can actually stimulate certain hormones in your body that make you store fat instead of burning fat. You heard this right. The low-fat, low-calorie, kind of low-protein diets that are more high carbohydrates, high chemicals, high anti-nutrients makes your body go into a state of starvation, which encourages certain hormones to say, hold off on fat burning. This person's gone rogue on us. They're counting calories now. They're going low carb. They're going into this low fat diet. And what we've discovered is a lot of foods that are labeled as weight loss foods or healthy foods are actually chemicals in disguise. So we're tending to eat more chemicals and anti-nutrients than actual real food. Listen to this. Over 30% of Americans are deficient in needed basic nutrients for healing and for weight loss. Magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A. 30% of us are deficient. 80% of Americans are vitamin D deficient, and vitamin D is the activator. It's what turns on fat burning. Now watch this. 9 out of 10 Americans, which means you listening right now, are deficient in the healthy omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce inflammation and make your body get into a state of fat burning by controlling your blood sugar levels and controlling your hunger and, again, reducing inflammation. So when we go for these marketed low-calorie, healthy foods, low-fat, etc., we're often consuming fake ingredients, artificial flavorings, preservatives, possibly even pesticides, and genetically modified ingredients. And so it ends up being this toxic spool of what we think is a health food. And again, if you're counting calories, I hate to burst the bubble for you. A calorie is simply just the amount of energy it takes to raise 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. And while it's a measurement of the food's amount of energy in it, you can't just go, if I eat less calories and I burn more calories, I'm going to lose tremendous amounts of weight. The research is evident. It encourages the fat storage hormones like insulin and leptin, which makes your body hold on. How about this one? Have you heard the idea that if you eat around the clock, 4, 5, 6, 7 meals a day, that it's better to do that than it is to eat, say, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And you've all heard this importance probably either through your classic dietitians or even your medical doctors. But modern science is showing us this is the biggest mistake you can make if you want to lose weight. And here's why. Every time you put food in your mouth, I don't care if it's a little tiny snack or it's an entire meal, your body will secrete a hormone called insulin. And I know you think insulin is blood sugar hormone, and it's been labeled as being in the realms of people with diabetes. They have to monitor and manage their insulin. Sometimes they even have to take it. But insulin does so much more than just lowering blood sugar. If you guys don't know this, insulin tells your body to store fat. Insulin elevates blood pressure. Insulin elevates cholesterol. Insulin elevates inflammation. So it's sort of a aging anti-hormone. We need it for periods of time. We need to be able to drive our sugars down. But if we're constantly stimulating insulin by eating 5 or 6 or 7 times during the day, that constant barrage tells your body, again, hormonally, hey, store fat. Yes, burn carbohydrates, but store fat. Burn carbs, store fat. And this is the challenge. We get into this state metabolically where our body says, I can't burn fat because I have all this sugar I need to burn. So if you're in what's called sugar burning mode, you're going to be hungry all the time, which is why they'll say keep eating all the time. You're going to have insulin spikes, which is going to create sensitivity and irritation to the insulin hormone and the receptor. And over time, you're going to see your body's just going to keep gaining weight. So the most effective way of getting your body to start burning fat is recognizing the mistakes I'm making, change those, and watch as it just melts off. Now let's talk about food, right? Because a lot of people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So I should put all of my energy into what do I eat for breakfast? And if you think about it, almost all breakfast foods are high in grains, right? Pancakes, waffles, oatmeal, toast, you name it. And so the challenge becomes we're usually sugar spiking ourselves in the morning by eating a traditional American breakfast. And I hate to say it to you, but I think breaking your fast is the most important meal of the day. And when you do that is, again, the most important meal of the day. Do we do it right in the morning when we wake up? Are we being conscious and checking our blood sugars and looking for things to determine should we eat or not? Or do you, like most people, just say, well, I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat? And that, again, is a big weight loss mistake. Try this. Stop counting calories and instead start counting the types of foods you eat. Is it a healthy fat? Is it a protein? Is it a carbohydrate? And how much by volume rather than by caloric content? Number two, go with healthy, clean foods. You guys know what they are, right? They're real. They're whole foods. They're not in boxes and packages and wrapped in plastic. They don't have ingredients that you can't read. And I know this is basic, you know, just information, but yet so many of us struggle with this. Stop eating around the clock. It's not breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack, dessert, bed. That's a recipe for weight gain. Instead, we need to start getting into the idea of breaking your fasting windows. And are you even doing levels of fasting? Fasting by far is one of the greatest things you can do to lower your fat storage hormones and encourage the fat burning hormones. And this is why we're such an advocate of intermittent fasting or even block fasting or even multi-day fasting. One of the greatest things you can do is give your body a break and let it do what it was designed to do. Okay, I don't think you might be aware of this, but you're designed to burn fat for energy. Even metabolically, there's more energy in fat than there is in carbohydrates. Basic science. Fat has 9 kilocalories per gram of energy, and sugar and protein have 4. So you have more than 2 times the amount of energy found in your fat molecules that you can burn and the fats you eat, and yet so many of us go after proteins and carbohydrates. Now here's another big mistake we make. We think, again, that we can go work off our fat. And I don't know if I'm going to break some sort of a mantra with you guys, but you should be working out and exercising to gain muscle mass and burn a little bit of fat. But the idea is you want to start thinking of exercise as I'm building my body. I'm increasing the concentration of my muscles, so therefore I'm going to gain weight. Okay, the research is evident. If you do a long duration, low intensity, this is running on a treadmill, getting on a bike, going for a 4-mile run, you don't actually burn the amount of fat your guys are looking to do. You will enter into a state of, I'll call it, what's a good phrase for this? Preparation and or sort of protection, where your body's going to say, look, if you're going to do this long, slow workout, we're going to hold off on burning fat because we're going to need that fat for future use. So if you instead do more of this kind of interval and or burst or timed workouts where we do, if we're going to run, a maybe 2-minute run as fast as you can and a 1-minute jog. So it's on an interval train where you burst it and then you stop it, and you burst it and you stop it. This style of working out, by the way, which is done more on timing than on distance, has been shown to increase testosterone for both men and women, which is a fat burning hormone, increase human growth hormone, which is again a fat burning hormone, decrease leptin, which helps you to burn fat more, and also cuts your insulin back and helps you to engage a metabolic state of fat burning. Okay, so the biggest mistakes we make, okay, remember this is Cliff Notes, I've got a lot to cover in a short period of time, is we make the common mistakes everyone does thinking they're going to lose weight. And if you count your calories and you go low fat and you start going to the gym thinking I'm going to sweat my weight off, I promise you, you're going to get frustrated. You've probably already done this. And you go, you know what, I guess I'll just try it again next year. I'm here to tell you there is a better way. There's a much better way, and it involves breaking the bad habits and patterns. This is what the world teaches. Calories in, calories out. If I have more calories out than in, I will lose weight. And the challenge is that only works for about the first 5 pounds. To get 20, 30, 40, 50, you have to engage your metabolism and your hormones and realize the fat that is on you is fighting against you hormonally. And you can't fix your hormones by running a lot on a treadmill or a bike or a swim or whatever you guys are doing. We need to focus on the fact that our gut is more important when it comes to weight loss, because that's where almost all of our weight is stacked. And the reason for that is, for most of you, it's either leaking or it's dysbiotic. If we decrease the inflammation in our intestines, if we change the bacteria in the microbiome, you can start losing tremendous amounts of weight. In fact, listen to this. I shared this a couple weeks ago. They've done studies where they've taken obese mice and they've taken the bacteria out of their, intestines and transferred them into really thin mice, and the thin mice become obese. Then they take the thin mice and they take their bacteria and they put it in the obese mice, and the obese mice become thin. So they've proven that there's a connection between the bacteria in your intestines and your weight. And you can't change your bacteria by going for a 7-mile run. You can't change your bacteria by going low fat, low calorie, low carbohydrate. It involves a dietary shift where we encourage healthy bacterial consumption of foods that are fermented, and we use things like probiotics, and we stop killing all the bacteria in our body by using over-the-counter antibacterials or taking them. Hydration is a big deal. It's another mistake most people make. We think that when we are hungry, it must mean we need to eat food. But about 45 to 70% of the time, depending upon who you are, you're just thirsty. And I know it's tough, but when your stomach is rumbling, you're lightheaded, you're feeling faint, or you're irritable, rather than going for food, just try this. Drink at least 30 ounces of water. Put some minerals in it, electrolytes, even some salts, which will help to stabilize and keep the water inside of you. The more hydrated you are, the more fat you burn. And I know it sounds crazy, because in nature, we need wood and oxygen and air and some sort of, fire to engage a burning state. But in your body, you need water in order to burn energy. Water is one of the most essential nutrients that your mitochondria use to take fat and make energy out of it. In fact, when you're dehydrated, it's one of the number one reasons that we're hungry all the time and why we can't lose weight. So what are the top weight loss mistakes we're making? Number one, we're counting calories, we're watching our low-fat diets, we're running to the gyms, and we're trying to sweat off our weight. And you might lose 7 pounds, but you're gonna plateau. Trust me, I've seen so many people do this. And yet, when I coach people through weight loss, we get them to stop working out like crazy. We get them actually eating really good, high-quality nutrients. We stop looking at calories and we start just focusing on, okay, when are you eating? What are you eating, rather than how much are you eating? And so that's a much better way. Now, toxins. Okay, this is a big deal. Guys, if you want to learn more about a diet that's going to make you break through fat burning so fast that 7 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds can come off in a matter of weeks, take a moment right now. Pick up your cell phone. I've got a free gift for you. It's my Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook. The common mistakes people make are going to be negated by following this diet pattern inside this ebook. 4 weeks, day by day, broken down of all the foods you should be consuming, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It has the recipes. It has your shopping list. It talks about the hormones. This is a springboard for the event I'm hosting next Saturday. I'd like to invite you and whoever you want to have attend this, where I'm going to teach you how to get your weight off by getting your health back. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. The masterclass event next Saturday at 10 a.m. is yours for free. And I'm going to show you again, how do we go beyond just the natural amount of 7 to 10 pounds with effort? How do we get 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 pounds by focusing on your health and letting your body do what it was designed to do? This parlays into big mistake number two. Most people ignore the fact that they're toxic. Okay, here's what happens. The more toxins you have in your body, and the more you work hard to thin yourself down, by, you know, calorie counting and working out and doing all the hard stuff, you increase the concentration of toxins in your body. So therefore you rebound because your body is smart. It says, put that fat back. I was holding on to the toxins for you. So if we get the toxins out, you'll thin down because your concentration of toxicity has decreased and there's no rebound. This is the effect of weight loss through detoxification. And really, you need to think about it like this. The fat that you have on your body isn't just sitting there hanging onto space, making you frustrated, thinking like you need to get rid of it. It's doing something for you. It's either holding a fat cell with toxins, protecting a gut leak, trying to be like a blanket and hold the toxins and the bacteria at bay, or it's acting as a protective insulation because of inflammation in the organ. Usually we see fat around the heart and around the liver and around your intestines because visceral fat is toxic fat. And the challenge becomes the fat itself starts to secrete hormones that encourage further fat storage. So the most common things that create this backup of fat inside of our body are the chemicals we're exposed to. Bisphenol A in the plastics that we have. Phthalates in the products we use, from our cleaning products to our makeups and our devices that we have around our house. Perfluorinated compounds are on the all anti-stick, non-stick, you know, kitchenware products. Artificial sweeteners. Hey, listen, I told you guys a couple weeks ago, sucralose, which is Splenda, has been labeled as being DNA damaging, causing a leaky gut, creating backup within the intestines, and making you store more fat. Volatile compounds like the fumes and the perfumes and the sprays and everything that comes off of our furniture and the glues and the sprays and the paints, and even heavy metals like mercury, lead, toxins, arsenic, etc. All of this creates toxicity, which makes us store fat. So again, if you want to learn how to burn a tremendous amount of fat off your body, grab my Turn On Your Fat Burn Switch ebook. It is free today, last day that I'm giving this away, because the event is next Saturday. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook has 4 weeks laid out for you step by step, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all the meals, the recipes, the shopping list, and the guides you need to just simply follow a protocol that will naturally detox your body, break through the common weight loss myths, reduce the grains, and turn on your fat-burning switch. When I come back from this commercial break, we're going to go more into the detoxing powerhouse. What are the supplements you can take right now that'll yank toxins out of your body so you start burning fat fast? We're going to discuss the grains we consume, and again, how do you turn on this fat-burning switch? It's the Cliff Notes to Weight Loss with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's Saturday. Guess what time it is? It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show time. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems when you become educated as to the root cause of your health conditions. Today, we're talking about the Cliff Notes to Weight Loss. For the last 4 weeks, I've been in a series on how to get your body to actually start burning fat for you without having to follow the common weight loss mistakes. We discussed the fact that calorie counting, low calorie, low fat dieting is actually something that makes you gain weight. We discussed the fact that if you're thinking I'll just work harder at my exercise and therefore I'm going to make my body burn fat, be careful. The research shows it actually encourages hormones that make you store fat instead of burning fat. And we discussed this idea that toxins are the better way to approach your weight loss than going to the gym, working out, and changing your diet. We discussed that there's things like bisphenol A found in our plastics, the food containers, the saran wraps, the Ziploc bags, all the plastics that are holding our food can leach into our body and stimulate the fat storage hormones. Phthalates, like those found in our food containers, our products like, you know, deodorants and shampoos and lotions, even the makeups that, you know, some of us use, are all loaded with chemical toxins that create a reaction in the body that leads towards inflammation. PFCs, the nonstick pans, right? The Teflon and all the things that are, you know, in our baking sheets and our pots and pans are extremely toxic to the human body, and they cause you to store fat instead of burning it. Artificial sweeteners. Hey, sucralose recently got hammered very heavily in the news by being damaging to your DNA and linking to a condition known as leaky gut, which we all know causes you to store fat around your intestines because it acts like a blanket preventing the anti-nutrients, the toxins, the bacteria from getting into your blood. So if we use artificial sweeteners, we kill down the bacteria in our flora of our intestines, and it makes us store fat. Volatile compounds are a big deal. This is all the cleaning products, the smells that come off of paints and glues and varnishes and toxins. You know, every time you buy a brand new whatever, sofa, carpet, that smell that lingers for months can be extremely toxic to your body and make you store more fat. Heavy metals have been linked to obesity, insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, and fat storage because they interfere with hormones. And again, remember, hormones are what make you lose weight, not the amount of time you spend in the gym and how good you are with your diet. So if we want to really start ramping up our ability to lose weight, we need to change the exposures of toxins to our environment and our body, and we need to get them out. Okay, one way to get them out is to follow the diet that I'm giving away for free in our Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook. This ebook is free. It's yours. You can grab it today. In fact, today's the last day to get it because our event on 30 pounds in 30 days is next Saturday. So why don't you take a moment right now, text the phrase weight loss to 704-906-2094. I'll send you the free ebook. It has a 4-week guide. Guys, the next month laid out breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, desserts, meal plans, shopping lists, recipes, and some information on how to turn on that fat burning switch. The ebook is yours free and access to our masterclass next Saturday at 10 a.m. where I will teach you the steps necessary to find out why you're not losing the weight you want to lose, because usually it's connected to an underlying health issue. It could be diabetes, it could be thyroid issues, it could be heart disease, it could be high cholesterol, high triglycerides, some autoimmunity, some sort of health issue that you have that hasn't been addressed could be the reason why you're not losing weight the way you want. We discussed the fact that toxicity is a big issue for most of us. The average patient we test is unfortunately coming back positive with glyphosate, pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals. And if we yank those toxins from your body, you will start to lose weight fast. Here's a couple things you can start to implement right now. Nutrient number one that encourages fat burning by detoxification is glutathione. Glutathione is an essential cellular detoxificant that actually pulls chemical toxins from your liver and your blood. It's estimated that your body faces up to 10,000 toxic attacks per day. And glutathione is the key nutrient that is needed to sort of clean up all of those attacks. So if you're glutathione deficient, the oxidation, the inflammation starts to pile up, and your body's natural response is put fat where it's inflamed, and that'll typically be within your organs. Alpha-lipoic acid is an extremely powerful nutrient that's both water-soluble and fat-soluble. So here's the key. Alpha-lipoic acid can get inside the fat cells, increase the glutathione, which helps to decrease the toxicity of the cell. And now that that fat cell is non-toxic, you can burn it for energy. Alpha-lipoic acid can also help to protect your mitochondria from damage of toxins and oxidation, and it upregulates fat burning. Milk thistle is one of the most powerful nutrients that helps to physically clean out your liver. They've been shown to increase glutathione and an enzyme called superoxide dismutase that if you wanted to ask, like, what's something that if I could increase and elevate would radically improve my health, my detoxification, and my weight loss, it would be glutathione and superoxide dismutase. Don't take it directly. Use the milk thistle as an herbal supplement to help boost its natural productivity. Activated charcoal. Guys, I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you take an activated charcoal capsule every single night before you go to sleep, and a word of caution with this, if you're taking a medication, you have to talk to your prescribing physician first. Activated charcoal can interfere with some medications. But assuming that you're healthy and you just want to lose weight, activated charcoal as a capsule at night will decrease the toxic load towards your body upwards in the neighborhood of 50 to 60%. It's a binder. It grabs things and holds on to them. So if we swallow it as it goes through our digestive system, it's literally grabbing toxins, creating this sort of bound molecule that you can safely eliminate. And it is a great way to get toxins out of your body. So you encourage the natural detox process. Remember, fat cells hold toxins. If we get the toxins out of the fat cells, they are ready and ripe for burning as long as you turn on that fat burning switch. So again, if you'd like some more information, if you're just tuning in or hopping on, it's Cliff Notes for Weight Loss with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook is free for you today only. It's the last day you can grab this. I've done all the hard work for you. 4 weeks of meal prep, 4 weeks of shopping lists, 4 weeks of recipes, everything you need to create a diet that will turn on your fat burning switch, get you detoxing, and break these common myths that we make when it comes to weight loss. Okay, so now I want to shift over into this concept of maybe the reason you're not losing weight is you're following that standard American advice of eating whole, healthy grains. Okay, I know it's tough, okay, but we have to talk about the fact that grains make you gain weight. It's proven. They cause an inflammatory process and they lead to an enzymatic, I'll call it, process or a method of taking proteins in your body and attaching sugar to it. Glycation is an enzymatic process, again, where we take a sugar molecule and we tack it to a protein. And when proteins become sugar-coated, they become deactivated, meaning they don't work. And proteins are typically enzymes. And we need enzymes to burn fat. So the more grains we consume, the more inflammation we have, the more glycation takes place. And if we do this to our proteins or our DNA or our RNA, we create something called an age molecule, an AGE, advanced glycosylation end product. Research has shown the more age products you have in your body, again, glycosylated proteins, the more likely you are to be obese, have inflammation, have things like diabetes and heart disease, etc. And you can actually get tested to find out how much glycosylation is taking place by looking at your inflammation. We run a very special profile using a urine test that actually shows us over here by percentage how much of an inflammatory glycosylated product is going on. In this example, this person is pushing about a 50% glycosylated inflamed tissue. So we see here tremendous amounts of inflammation. We even can, on the same test, look for the amount of gut leak you have. We can test your toxicity within your liver. We can look for things like, are you absorbing your nutrients? Are you producing energy? And the best part is we can get metabolic scores that will tell us, are you healthy and healing, burning fat for energy as a byproduct of your health? Or are you, unfortunately, in a sickly state with your health, storing fat because it's protective and it's trying to help your body survive the issue you have with your health? Hey, if you want more information about the tests we use to help people break through for their plateaus, I'm hosting an event next Saturday. It's the, what day is it? Just lost it. The 12th, the 19th. Today is the 12th. It's the 19th of August. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's free. And I'm going to walk you through how do you conquer this issue called fixing your health. How do we find the root cause? How do we get down the sugars, get down the triglycerides, get down your cholesterol, stabilize your hormones, break free from your current medicated and or known health issue? And the effect is now energy up, weight down, health back. We're also, again, giving away the Fat Burning Switch ebook. If you'd like to attend the event and grab the ebook, simply text weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. I see the text coming in. All you need is your name, your email, the phrase weight loss, hit send, and we're going to send the ebook to you. And we'll get you access to the masterclass so you can become your own doctor, heal yourself, and have the effect be weight down, energy up, life back. Okay, so what's the issue with grains? The most commonly consumed grain is wheat. And the issue with wheat, of course, as you more than likely know by now, is gluten, which is a protein found in the wheat molecule. Gluten has been shown to cause your immune system to go out of balance. It actually acts very much like a virus physically attacking the cells of your body. So I want you to think about this. Every time you eat a piece of toast, every time you eat pizza with, you know, wheat crust, every time you have a cookie or a cracker or cake or pasta, every single time gluten's involved, your body is being attacked by a protein that doesn't naturally exist in the form it is today. Now, was there gluten in grains thousands of years ago? Yes, but it was in a different state. We have hybridized, genetically modified, and changed the protein molecules. So this gluten of today is very, very dangerous. There's research showing that it acts just like a virus, physically irritating cell tissues, causing an invasion of the protein so it gets into your blood to start to spike an inflammatory process. It makes your immune system be diverted from healing and repair to now chasing down this gluten protein. Gluten itself, we know, causes inflammation. And inflammation is what leads to weight gain, obesity, and even diabetes. Another big issue is a lot of the grains in the U.S. today, especially wheat, are sprayed very heavily with a known toxin called glyphosate. And when glyphosate enters your intestines, it also physically damages the cell membranes, causes a gut leak, creates you to store fat around the intestines, and makes you gain weight. It is one of the most dangerous inflammatory products we can ever have, and it's carried into us through the wheat products we eat. Gluten, we know, causes leaky gut. Gluten is an anti-nutrient. It makes your body stop absorbing healthy nutrients that we need to lose weight and be healthy. More often, as you're nutrient deficient, you'll start to crave the foods that have those nutrients. And unfortunately, many times those are going to be things that you chase down, like the salty, sweet snacks that have the grains inside of them. We know that gluten and the lectins and other proteins that are found in wheat can cause inflammation. And the inflammation can cause bloating, and the bloating can cause pain. And then unfortunately, it's a cascade that just makes it so that our life starts to fall apart. What about rice? We talked about the fact that rice, by definition, should be labeled as a negative nutrient. It has no fiber whatsoever. It's completely loaded with carbohydrates. It has a glycemic index of roughly 79 to 80, 100 being that of sugar itself, 0 being that of water. When you get into the 70, 80, 90 range, that's an extremely high glycemic index product. And many times we use this grain as a substitute for wheat in gluten-free diets. Rice will physically cause you to eat more food. It's been shown to stimulate the hormones that make hunger, ghrelin, and shut off our body's fat burning process. And the challenge is that it's often high in chemical toxins, specifically arsenic, because of the way it's grown in contaminated sources with high arsenic amounts in water. Corn, we know, is heavily genetically modified, especially in the United States today. Up to 88% of the corn grown in the United States today is modified so that it can grow in the presence of glyphosate, same spray that's used with wheat products. And what happens is they've discovered that the consumption of corn can actually create a significant inflammation process, which leads to organic effects. Listen to this. In 2009, the International Journal of Biological Science fed mice 3 different strains of genetically modified corn, and they saw significant negative effects to kidneys, liver, detox organs, adrenal glands, spleen, and blood systems. So much so that the authors of the study actually said that rice and corn and grains should be considered hepatorenal toxic, kidney, liver damaging. We also know that today corn is heavily used to create fructose corn syrup. And I want you to just know one thing. You hear the word fructose, you should be thinking fat. Fructose is a sugar molecule that is naturally found in some food products, but not in the quantities we consume it when it's in its high fructose state. It is the furthest thing from a healthy sugar substitute. And the fact that most of us have it in our drinks and in our food products is part of the reason why we're so struggling with weight loss, because high fructose corn syrup is only metabolized in the liver in a process that turns it into fat. And this is why we're starting to see fatty livers become more and more prevalent and evident today. So if we really want to get down to the cliff notes of weight loss, number one, we have to stop making the common mistakes that we make. It's not calorie counting. It's not low fat. It's not going to the gym and trying to sweat off your weight. It's about becoming rhythmic with identifying the toxins in your fat cells, detoxifying to burn those out, reducing your grain consumption because, again, they're very heavily toxic. They're high in carbohydrates. They stimulate an insulin response, which makes you store fat. And if you want the secret, this is the last 5 minutes of the show, it's turning on your fat-burning switch. So you can grab my ebook right now. This is your last chance, guys. As soon as this show ends, we switch topics and the book goes into the vault. So text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook has a 4-week guide of everything you need, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, desserts, recipes, and shopping lists to turn on your fat burning switch. And here's what I mean by this phrase, turn on your fat burning switch. Your body either burns fat for energy or it burns carbohydrates. And many of you right now, because of making these weight loss mistakes and going low fat and eating grains and counting calories, have trained your body to burn sugar for energy. There's one simple way of knowing if you're a sugar burner. Can you go 16, 18, or even 24 hours without eating food and not being like, oh, that was the worst day ever. I was so hungry. There's no way I could make it. Okay, if that's you, if you're somebody who says, there's no way I could go one whole day without eating food. I'd be so hungry. I'd be falling apart. I'd have a headache like crazy. You just confessed you're a sugar burner. Because watch this. When you're in a fat burning state, you don't need to eat carbohydrates to produce energy. Your body actually can burn fat cells and make a byproduct called ketones or ketone bodies, which can be used as an alternative energy source. So a fat burner would say this, yeah, no problem. You want me to fast for the whole day? I got it. Because I'm using my fat in my body to make energy. Therefore, I'm burning fats for energy. See, a sugar burner stores fats and is constantly eating foods because sugar runs low in stability and endurance of energy productivity. Whereas fat, on the other hand, it sustains us. It keeps us in a healthier state. How do we get into this fat burning switch? Well, number one, we have to decrease the carbohydrate consumptions that we have on a day-to-day basis. We have to cut out the grains. That's corn and rice and oats and wheat. We have to decrease fructose and glucose so that we can tell our body, hey, all this fat I've got, burn it. And remember, to burn the fat, we have to detox it. So we need to identify, is it a pesticide? Is it an herbicide? Is it a fungicide? Is it a heavy metal? Get some testing run. These tests are not super expensive. Find out if you have heavy metal toxins. Develop a detox program and begin to watch as the fat melts away because it's clean and you're going not down the route of burning sugar, but you're now burning fat. You can get into this fat burning state quite quickly by doing two things. Follow the Fat Burning Switch ebook guides. The diet is going to encourage you to get into ketosis, okay? If you want the diet and the guidelines, they're free. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email right now, 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. Now, second, we start fasting. And if you're new to it, just skip breakfast, have lunch, and dinner. If you're more advanced, skip breakfast and lunch, have dinner. Okay? You need to let your body have a period of time where it says, I'm not consuming, I'm not spiking insulin, I'm not pushing my fat storage hormones. I'm giving you, my body, a break to let it do what it was designed to do. We can engage then the detoxification process. I talked about glutathione. I talked about alpha-lipoic acid. I talked about milk thistle. We talked about using activated charcoal. Everything you need is in our show today. You just simply need to implement. This is why I know what you're saying. Where do I start? Okay, start by texting your name and email and the phrase weight loss to 704-906-2094. That gets you the ebook, and you can follow this for the next 7 days and then join me on the masterclass next Saturday, right? It's the 19th, it's at 10 a.m., and I'm gonna show you how do we identify a detox pathway that works for you. How do we engage your body's natural ability to heal so weight loss becomes a side effect? There it is, guys. Cliff notes to weight loss. Number one, stop making the common mistakes everyone's making. Number two, detox for weight loss, not going to the gym. Number three, cut the grains out. They're making you gain weight. Number four, turn on your fat burning switch. Follow the diet that encourages ketosis and get your body burning fat for energy instead of sugar. Don't forget right now, text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. I'll see you guys on the masterclass next week. And of course, with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show at 3 p.m. Until then, be blessed. Have a nice day.